Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on The Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
To the Sunny Side in your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. We have roughly, say, 15 minutes to round off this conversation, and then it will be time for BBC's Talk Your Own, and then we'll be back at the 2 o'clock hour for Family Matters with the O Series. So if you're just joining us, I would say you missed a greater part of a conversation that started after the major news bulletin at 12 noon. But I'll do a little bit of a recap and have you catch up with us. The number is 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. And WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. We were talking patronizing made in Nigeria products and brand. And I started off by saying that Christmas is around the corner. And for those who can afford it, it is yet another opportunity to shop all they want for the festive season, as well as the year 2023. You know, some people will use the opportunity to get new clothes, new shoes, new hair, new this, new that, edibles, food, basic things that and household items that are very, very essential. And then the Black Friday sales deals keep springing up from every retail outlet. So the chances are that people are caught in between the foreign-made products and the made-in-Nigeria products. And I asked two questions. What is your current trust level and rate of patronage of made-in-Nigeria products and brands? And are foreign-made products indeed better off in terms of affordability, availability and quality? Someone says use durability. If I'm going to talk about edibles, am I going to describe edibles as durable or edibles with quality? I'm just saying, it depends on the kind of commodity we are talking about. Sometimes durability may not count for some products. So let's just use all of them and arrive somewhere. Now, while we were on the music break, I was having a chit-chat with my colleague outside, and I was made to understand, or I was made to see another angle of this conversation. Now, she said that the Made in Nigeria products, especially for fashion items, clothes, are more expensive. I was shocked. Ready-to-wear clothes, the ones we import and the ones we decide to make here, that someone can spend as much as 30,000 naira for a dress. Meanwhile, you can have an imported foreign designer dress for less than 30,000 naira. So these tailors will just use maybe Ankara. Sometimes you get the Ankara fabric, or they get the Ankara fabric, but they work magic with the Ankara fabric, and you wear it and it looks wow, and everybody's saying, oh, nice dress, who made it, so person on Instagram, so person, but you spent up to 30,000 naira making that dress, whereas 30,000 naira would have gotten you two imported dresses. Is that true? Are the made in Nigeria clothes more expensive? The last time I made a dress, oh well, it was an Ashwebi. So the fabric, the lace, and the hair tie was going for $13,500, right? My tailor charged me, my fashion designer, I beg your pardon, charged me 14,000 naira. So that's how much? 27,500 for an Ashwebi dress that after the wedding I've not worn till today. Whereas that money I would have used it to purchase like how many dresses? Oh my god. Maybe it's true. I don't know. But to counter that, you can't see my feet, but I am wearing a made in Nigeria slippers. Some call it palm slippers, some call it sandals. The color is brown. I had this made for me in the year 2019, and this is 2022. So 2020, 2021, 2022. I've had this on for 3 years. We've been through thick and thin together. Any kind of weather you can think about, rain, Hamilton, sun, and all I need to do every morning, if I must, is to polish it, use a shoe shine, and it still serves me, and it's not going bad anytime soon. I didn't take it to a shoemaker to sew it round for me. Mind you, sometimes when we buy some of these foreign shoes, we take it to Aboki, we sew it round, you know, just to ensure that the thing will last. I've never taken it for repairs, a cobbler, never taken it for repairs. And it's been this way since 2019 till now. Guess how much I made it? Guess. Can someone guess? Anybody? Anybody? I think it was it 2,500 or 3,000? Christine made it for me. A shoemaker in my church. She made it for me. So what she did was buy the material and she made it herself from start to finish. And I've had this on for that long time. I am sure we have designer slippers like this being imported to us. And think, the last time I checked an online vendor store, I saw something going for as much as 15,000 naira. And there's a name on it, a brand name on it. But I don't know that person. I've never met with the owner of the brand. But I know Christine, who worships in my church, who knows my shoe size. The most that happens is that she takes a paper, I put my feet on the paper, and she takes a pen or a pencil, and she draws my feet, and then she takes that paper and she cuts out that part and uses it as my size. So for everybody she has to make for, if you say your size is 39, she says, you know what, can I see you? Can I have your feet drawn? So she draws your left feet, she draws your right feet, and then, she draws your feet. So left and right. She draws your feet, and then she does what she needs to do. But I've had this, and I've had like three or how many sandals from her now? About five of them, and she's made them, and now she makes shoes. I can identify with her. Now, let me draw your attention to something. Something recent. Peter Obi being blamed for high unemployment in Nigeria, and this was said by Adams Oshomole, and he says he's responsible for the high rate of unemployment. And this is why. Let me just go quickly to the why. Now, he owns the biggest shopping mall in Abuja, and all the items sold there are imported. If he is selling imported wines, clothes, and other items, it's contributing to why Nigeria is going down, because he's creating jobs abroad and importing unemployment to Nigeria. Now, let's come back to this conversation. The more we buy the foreign-made products, we empower other countries, right? And the more we buy Nigerian-made products, the chances are that we empower our own to be gainfully employed, It reduces the rate of crime. We feel happy. We are satisfied. We can identify with the manufacturer or the producer, and some of the advantages. So, if we have all of this to benefit from when we patronize made in Nigeria products, why do we still like to do foreign? Is it a fizzy that comes with it? Someone on WhatsApp says, hello, good afternoon. I'm Chibike Amechi. I need high quality products. How can I get it? And he says, by foreign. My brother, have you bought some brand new shoes? And they are foreign. And you didn't even wear them up to a week. And the shoes just disappoint you, yakata. Maybe you're at a public function. And then it happens. My dear, trust me. You will feel like you could meet with the manufacturer and literally punch him in the face. I mean, you could feel like, you know what, this is waste of money. Or maybe it's just the hype that comes with it. Even with some of us women that use foreign cosmetic products, we have come to realize that sometimes, I think we have some people that now venture into, what's it called now? Skincare products, like that. Skincare products. And, you know, you come, they look at your skin, they work with the dermatologist, and they say, okay, for your skin, let's make this product. And the products are skin-specific. So the product that Adanaya uses is not the one Denise would use. It's not the one Jude will use. So you get the chance to even interact with this person, and they're making products that are suitable for you. I'm just saying. 070-0923-0923 070-0923-0923. And then WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. You can still drop your comments on Twitter page at Nigeria InfoPH, and then the WhatsApp, the Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. So once again, Twitter at Nigeria InfoPH and Facebook Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info, you're welcome. Go ahead.
So this is Akuku calling from Akwa-Fetye.
Welcome.
So let me say something about where we are talking about foreign thing and the Nigerian men. You know, Nigerians, they always like to patronize other countries. They have to patronize their own country. There's a lot of quality things built in this country. But it's just like, you know, man, who built the car? But they don't even like to patronize the man. Some of them, they patronize outside country. Because they build the house, they live there. They patronize the Nigerian man so that he can grow and become something like them. They will suspend it. That's how Nigeria is. That's the problem we are having. Because they place everything as a policy. Everything, they rely on politics and place something in politics, which is not good. If you don't belong to them, all your business will be to be fought. But if you belong to them, your policy, your business will be functional. That is the problem we are having. And we are putting politics of ethnic and tribalism in this country, which is not good. Thank you. That's what I can even offer this afternoon. Thank you. This is Dakuku from our pocket.
All right. Thank you so much, Dakuku. Nigerian, for a good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello. Good afternoon, Gilby.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. This topic is an interesting one because, please, for one reason, I don't like Nigerian products. I love my country quite all right, but I don't like Nigerian products, especially the clothes, the wear. The clothes are so, the more production of it is so much. I even prefer second-handed clothes.
Okay.
That are good, first-grade ones than Nigerian clothes. The finishing, their finishing is so poor. Not even the shoes. You say, okay, let me just buy Nigerian the slippers. Let me just wear slippers. Just walk about. Less than 2 weeks, it has cooled out.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Okay, so the final call, and that will be all for the conversation today. Let's see. Okay, we lost the call already. All right, Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Welcome. Hello, good afternoon. Oh, we lost our call. Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Hello? And we lost our call as well. I'm so, so sorry about that. For everyone who was able to get through to us, I must say thank you so much for being a part of the conversation. As those who sent in your messages, thank you as well. As every other conversation on Nigeria Info, this one officially comes to an end now. But the message is very simple. If we do our due diligence and we make comparison with a lot of in-depth understanding, we will be able to make better choices when it concerns patronage of this product and another product. But in the end, we have hardworking Nigerians. We have people who have invested themselves, subjected themselves to training and retraining to become manufacturers of certain products and provide certain services. And we should give them a chance. I mean, how would we know if we do not try? You know that thing they say? A trial will convince you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Okay, so sorry about that once again. A trial will convince you. I think the first time I saw that was in a literature book. I'm trying to remember. The money... something about the money doubler. I think it was in Chike and the River, and there was a guy claiming to be a money doubler, and he uses the phrase, a trial will convince you. So let's give us a chance. Let us try. Let us weigh our options wisely. And yes, the regulatory bodies will do what they can do, but at the end, we are the end users. So sometimes we can sample this product and outrightly detect that this is better off than these other ones. And then if it's about affordability, availability, who wants to wait forever for goods to be imported into the country when someone around the corner that I can relate with, that I know, can always make third products available to me? My name is Denise Dennis-Walu, and this brings us to the end of that conversation.